Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And good evening. Welcome to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host, Angelina Diana, and you are listening to a version of Signs of Life Radio Light, where we interview different guests that contribute to the foundation or have an interesting thought about what happens to us after we cross over, that we survive physical death. And shortly we're going to be joined by the wonderful and remarkable Dr. Betty Kovacs in just a few moments. She's written 5 books, two of which I absolutely adore, that go into the idea of how to cope with grief, but also about survival of death. But today we're going to be focusing on something that the foundation is doing with Dr. Kovacs called the Visionary Explorers Club. And after I discuss a few things that are going on with the foundation, we'll take a short break and talk to the doctor about what the foundation is doing through the website to keep you informed about survival of consciousness and how to deal with the energy of grief, but also really what happens to our loved ones after they cross over. So we'll be joining the doctor shortly. But first, I'd like to talk to you about a few things that are going on with the foundation. If you go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, you'll see that there is a myriad of things happening this year, and it's really very exciting to see how much the foundation has grown since its inception, to the point where we will be talking about the Visionary Explorers group this hour. It's an online meeting that you can be involved in. But if you were to go to the foundation's website, you'll also see that there are other things going on where they do have a webinar happening in, I believe it's June 30th, called Mediumship 102. It is an hour webinar. It'll start 9 p.m., and there is a registration page that you would go on to sign up for it. You could be a part of that wonderful program. Also, the annual retreat is happening this year, July 24th in Connecticut, the Afterlife Exploration Retreat. It's been growing in leaps and bounds every year. It is really a wonderful place where like-minded folks can gather, where there is beautiful resources from mediums to doctors to interesting speakers that can make you feel one with others in this journey called grief, but also in the understanding of what happens to our loved ones when they cross over. And it's really a beautiful bonding experience. You always hear wonderful things that come out of that retreat. It's held in Connecticut. All the details are on the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. We would love you to be a part of it, and you could check out everything at the website. Another thing that's going on, it is a few months from now, but it's really a wonderful event. It's called Desserts and Discarnates. It's on September 11th, and it is basically a private evening of spirit communication with only 12 guests, and of course your loved ones coming too as well. And Rebecca Ann LeCicero will be the medium for that event. For information on how you could be a part of that small intimate group, you can go to the foreverfamilyfoundation.org website for all that information. Now, before we go to break, I want to remind you that the Forever Family Foundation is a not-for-profit. It is an all-volunteer organization. And if you were to check out the website, you would be able to see everything that they offer, from the webinars that I just discussed, the retreat, this radio show. afterlife discussion groups, support information. They have a list of certified mediums that go through a program to show that they are evidential in the work that they do, so that you can have a reliable source to turn to if you find yourself in need. There's also afterlife science, which is filled with much information from the scientific world. There's also an opportunity for you to help out the foundation, because we are not-for-profit in various ways. You can support us just by shopping, your normal shopping that you would do on the internet. If you were to go to the Forever Family Foundation website, click on the I Give icon, and you can find out how you can do your regular shopping at all the famous stores that you normally shop at. And what would happen is iGive will donate money to the foundation. You don't pay anything extra than you normally would, and it's a way to help out the foundation. Another way to do it is to check out our book resources through the website by clicking on the Amazon.com icon, and then do your shopping that way as well too. We get a small percentage, but we do get something, and it does help us out every time you make a book purchase or a purchase at Amazon.com. And of course, you can also contribute. Wonderful donations come in every month, and we're very grateful for that, but we could always use your help. And I know yearly they do run raffles. It is a little ways off, but if you were to go to the Forever Family Foundation website, you'll see soon, and I believe there might be information on the Holidays Pass raffle. You can enter, and really a drawing will be held in December, but you can enter now, and you have an opportunity to win a one-hour phone reading with a Forever Family Foundation certified medium. So there's so many ways that you can help. We really do appreciate your support that comes to us, and we hope that support continues. And if you'd like more information on all the programs and how you can help out, you can go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. We thank you so much for listening. And we're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, we'll be joined by the wonderful Dr. Betty Kovacs. We'll be right back.
Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a Windbridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And I'd like to invite all of you to be a part of the program today, if you'd like. Try to give us a call at 888-627-6008. And I'd like to welcome our guest, Dr. Betty Kovacs, to the program. Hi, Doctor. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
It's so wonderful to have you here, and I'm very excited to speak to our listeners. You offer so many things at your website. I know that you have your site is Comlac. Am I saying that right?
Comlac.
Comlac.
K-A-M-L-A-K.
Thank you. Comlac.com, where you could find all the information of what the good doctor does. There's actually even a bookstore that has all of her books there, and it is really a wonderful site. So if you get an opportunity to check out comlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K, is that correct?
That's right. L-I-A-O-L-A-K.com.
Sorry about that. Please check that out. We'd really love you to see all the resources there as well. But today we're going to talk about a resource, one of the many, that the foundation does offer called the Visionary Explorers Group. And it really is a wonderful thing that the website and the foundation has expanded to offer webinars. And can you tell us a little bit about how the idea of doing this Visionary Explorers Group came about?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, okay. I pushed a button and I didn't know for sure.
No problem.
Yes, it was we had known Kimberly Saavedra, who is director of the Comlac Center. She and I have known Bob and Fran for some time, especially since my book came out, The Miracle of Death. And so we were visiting friends of ours, Kim and I, in New Jersey. And when I had a very interesting experience, now I had had experiences, visionary experiences, which I talk about in my book, The Miracle of Death, but I had never had this kind of experience. And I'll tell you in just a moment about the experience. But when I wrote Bob and Fran about it, then Fran had the idea, let's do something. Let's form a group called Visionary Explorers where other people can talk about the kinds of experiences they have had. And so we thought that was a great idea. But I'll tell you just briefly about the experience.
Yes.
It was with my Hungarian daughter and her family, and they had taken us to the theater in New York. We came back. Of course, we'd eaten far too much. But when we shared the same guest room, so Kim was in a bed next to mine, and we were just talking, and then we stopped talking. And the moment we stopped talking, there was an energy that came from her. It just went right across me and landed on the floor. And it was very clear that it had come out of Kim. I knew it was her subtle body, although I had never seen this before or anything like it. And it stood by the window looking out. And I yelled out, it was such a powerful energy, I yelled out and said, "Kim, what are you doing?" And she said, just, she's probably almost asleep by that time, "Nothing." And I said, "But you're right here." And so I saw that she had been diagnosed 6 months earlier with breast cancer and had gone through chemo. And so when the image turned around, I could see from the waist up that it had been wrapped in gauze, which was unraveling. But I could see that her body was very much in stress. And she'd gone through all the treatment except for the last drug, and she was on that. And she hadn't told me, but she hadn't been feeling too well. And the next 2 days she was sick and had to stay in bed. But the interesting thing was is that it was such a clear and powerful energy experience. I mean, I had no doubt about it actually happening, and I knew it was out of her, it was her subtle body, and that it was communicating distress. But I didn't know why I really had the experience. I thought with the gauze unraveling, it probably had to do with the fact that maybe she was healing. But clearly, the body was expressing stress. Well, when Bob and Fran and Kim and I talked about this, they just said, you know, people are having so many different kinds of experiences, and they don't always have a safe place to talk about them. I mean, when I am with my colleagues from college, I'm very careful about bringing something up like that. And many people feel that way when they're at work or with friends even. They don't share the same kinds of experiences. So we decided we would create a very safe haven for people who wanted to talk about unusual experiences. And so we formed Visionary Explorers as a joint project between FFF and ComLock.
That's wonderful. Now, if someone wanted to get involved in the Visionaries Explorers group, how interactive is it? First of all, we should let you know it's through the website, correct? And it's in a webinar style form. Is that how it's presented?
Well, it's GoToMeeting.
GoToMeeting, okay.
Yes. And I must say that Kimberly Saavedra handles all the technology. I simply have to come in and sit down and listen to all these wonderful experiences. But it's a GoToMeeting, and of course there's not a fee. And if someone is interested, then they would simply send an email to visions@comlock.com.
Oh, okay.
So visions@kamlak.com, and you'll be answered. And Kim often works with people to help them work the equipment or have what they need in order to tune in. So, people don't have to worry about not knowing how to do it, because she'll really work with you and help you. And I couldn't even do this without her.
There you go.
Yeah, it's been
now,
wonderful.
It looks wonderful, and I understand you do two of them a day once a month.
Yes, so the second Saturday of every month. The next one is June 13th. And I should say this, that there are quite a few people who have signed up. And they have the choice of attending either the morning group or the afternoon group on any given day. And that's kind of nice, too, because then they mix and hear other people's stories. But the interesting thing is that given our lives, we're so busy that we don't get a chance always to be there on Saturday. I mean, many of them don't. So they think they're going to be there, but they can't. But that's all right. We have many who've signed up who've never attended yet, but they intend to.
There
and
you
it's
go.
Open for them to do it when they can. It's just when the time is right, they will show up, you know. So there are always a few. It's intimate. It's confidential. We don't record it. And I don't say what those visions are anywhere else. We have a private Facebook so that if the members want to keep in touch during the month, or very often a technique will come up, or a book, or music, or something that we're all very interested in, and they'll give it on GoToMeeting, but then we'll say, we'll put it in the Facebook, so we'll be sure to get it right. So it's there are always a few in each meeting, and they have incredible things to say.
So when someone, if you can give us an idea, if someone was to be a part of the Visionary Explorers group brought to you by you and the Forever Family Foundation, what could they expect? Is it an open chat? Is there a topic that maybe you start off with and then people can freely speak? What can they expect when they are a part of this Explorers group?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, the wonderful thing is that in GoToMeeting, the picture of the person, of each of us, is there, so we can see each other while we talk. Now, there have been a couple of people who haven't been able to achieve that yet, and they talk by phone, but we're really working to get everybody's face there. So it's so much nicer, you know, when you can see each other and talk. So that's, for starters, GoToMeeting has the vision of each person. And as I said, if you don't know how to work that, Kim will help you. And then, no, we don't have a theme that we're going to talk about on a particular day. It's just whatever the people have to talk about. And interestingly, they always have something that they want to talk about. And sometimes there have been people who have thought, well, you know, that they were a little shy about talking about these really most personal, intimate experiences which are sacred to them. And they want to be sure that they are held in a sacred trust in that experience.
Right.
And I think once they're on, they begin to feel this respect for each person and for each person's experience. And then they end up talking quite a bit, you know, maybe much more than they'd even thought about. So it's that I usually just, you know, who wants to start and who has an experience want to share. And there's always plenty to talk about. They always have a lot to say.
I would imagine. Now, I know you can't share individual stories, but have you found, at least from your doctor's point of view, a common theme or something that you can share in general that maybe our listening audience can have a little taste of what it's like or something validating that you could possibly share? Anything come to mind?
Yes, in a general way, I think for starters, the great thing is that there are many people who are experiencing the reality, the essence of the person they loved who has crossed over to the other side, that communication is taking place. And I am so amazed that it's a clear, certain communication. And it's in various kinds of ways. These women are really remarkable women. Women so far, we certainly welcome men, but we've had only women so far. And they're remarkable women. I mean, they've, several women have lost their children, others have lost their husbands or mother, and they have had profound experiences. And the beautiful thing about them, of course, is that they have been open to these, and they've allowed these experiences to come in and inform their lives. And in fact, it's been very, very healing. When someone we love dies, we are obviously so focused on that person. And my feeling is that it is that love that creates the bridge to the spirit dimension. And the love from the person on the other side, the two together create that spirit bridge, and the communication takes place. But I think that today it's happening so much more often and so much more profoundly than in the past, and I think that's because our consciousness is shifting into another dimension where that's more possible. But they are able to, first of all, say this: they have had this experience. And then one thing, just as an example, that we were kind of amazed with is that with sudden violent death, is that in each case that that had taken place, there had been communication from the person on the other side that he or she felt no death, no pain at the death, like in a car accident or whatever it was. that they wanted to make clear that they had not been in pain. And I had had that experience with my son and with my husband, that and they were both killed in car accidents, that there had been no pain at all, and it was so quick, and they had not suffered that. But it was interesting that everyone who had a person who had died in that way had the same experience. So that's one example of it.
So then, it's a beautiful example. And do you feel because of this community or this idea that folks that have had traumatic losses like that, when they come together in a safe space like that, have you been finding that it breeds more experiences afterward for people that have been coming to these visionary meetings? Is it something that's breeding because of safety, you know, the feeling of being able to share? Does that help breed more communication from their loved ones?
You know, I don't know from them, and I'll ask them that question if they feel that that has happened. But I know from prior experience when I taught mythology and symbolic language in college, students would have dreams after the Wednesday night class. And they felt that just by studying the images in the myths and our discussing it in class, and discussing not only in the myth, but the potential for that to happen in everyone, because after all, the myth is a record of our past. And they said that they it was like they had been inspired or ignited. I mean, it was that something always happened after that kind of 3 hour, the class was intense conversation. And in the article that I wrote for the Visionary Explorers, explaining what we wanted to do, I had used the example from the German poet Goethe, because he said, and I'd been so influenced by him in my life, that he said, you know, when you have an experience, it can be very powerful if you think about it, you reflect on it, you allow the images to go through your mind. That's very powerful. But the moment that you share it with someone else, you tell someone else, you're creating a bridge between yourself and that person, and then that person reflects back to you what you have said, and it intensifies the energy. And he said, it's just like holding a glass or a mirror to the sun. You can start a fire that way. That's the kind of intensification that takes place when you share these experiences. In fact, he said that it's important for culture, and I certainly feel that coming together in this kind of way allows that kind of intensification to take place. So whether they have more experiences with the other side as a result of it or not, I don't know. But I do know, and I say this often in the meetings, is that by coming together and giving these experiences as gifts to each other, then it has been intensified among all of us. And that in this way, we are opening the channels, creating stronger bridges to the other side, both in ourselves and for our culture. Because I think even when we think about these things, we focus on them, we think about them, it's a powerful energy system. But when we share it, we intensify that energy system. So I think people often feel, you know, that, well, I'm not really doing anything or I can't. But I think we do so much. We create so much just by the thoughts and feelings that we have and then by sharing them with each other. So I really feel that the group is a very powerful group by simply having had the experiences and sharing them with each other.
Yeah, I think, and their loved ones on the other side know that they're doing this. So I would imagine it would breed even more validation as they continue to be a part of the group. It creates more energy, I would imagine, if we go off of what you were saying. And they understand that, and it probably it's like an interlocking system, you know, that they know that their loved ones are there in this group, and they talk about their experiences, and that fortifies the, if I'm hearing what you say, it fortifies the group as a whole, which can hopefully then breed more communication and more connection.
I think so.
A beautiful thing.
Yes, I think so. I think also that these women have had the experiences, as I said, because of the intensity of their love and relationship and their openness, that they have already been creating powerful paths through the spirit world because of their openness. Mm. And if anything's going to make us open, I think it's the love that we have for someone who has passed on to the other side. That love is a powerful pull in the direction of spirit. And yet there are so many, I know people who are experiencing a lot of grief, and they won't even listen if someone tries to say something about the possibility of continuation of consciousness or communication. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's out of fear, but it's a closeness that's happened as a result of our culture. So these women already have a powerful openness, very admirable.
Now, do you have a goal, an overall goal with this Visionary Explorers group of how it might expand or certain goals that you'd like to take its members to when you're talking with them?
I think we started out with the goal of let's tell these experiences and share with each other. And of course, we've been so impressed with the similarities of so many of the experiences and similar messages. But I've just always said to them, we'll take this wherever you want it to go. You know, the path will, be seen as we go along. Or maybe this is it, to share these. And, it can be that someone will come, participate for a while, and maybe not come back. And then maybe come if there is a need. So right now it's simply to share and to experience, to contemplate what we are hearing. If they want to take it somewhere up, who knows? I mean, creativity is certainly within the group. They might think of something that they want to happen, and if so, then we can take it there. But right now, it's simply sharing.
We're speaking with Dr. Betty Kovacs, who has her own website called the Comlock Center, which has a lot of resources, but she's partnered that a good doctor has partnered with the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org to bring to you, our members, a wonderful resource called the Visionary Explorers Group. It's held every second Saturday, is that correct, of the month, and twice a day, two times that day, where you could be a part of it. And it really is an extraordinary thing you're offering, because I think when you've had a personalized experience that has been intense, I would imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, the response can be anywhere from I can't believe that happened, or maybe I wished it to happen, or I must be going crazy. But then when you can sit but when you can sit with a group and you hear, as you have said, people are having the same experiences, it brings, I would imagine, some of the responses, I know you can't share them because it is a private group, but I would imagine that some of the responses are comforting to know that that person isn't alone with the experience that they had.
Oh, absolutely. And even more comforting is to realize that similar information is coming, because I think we're really beginning to discover the subtle world that it is, as Jesus said in the New Testament, that it's in my Father's house are many mansions, that the subtle world has many dimensions. Mm-hmm. And so we are just finding out pieces of that now through the contacts that we have from the other side. And it's been dormant for a long time in our culture because we've had such a deadly worldview that everything is random and there's nothing but the material world. And that has caused such sorrow and such pain and suffering. And I know people have asked me, well, how did you get through the deaths of your family? And the truth is that it was because I did have communication with them. It wasn't that I was stronger than somebody else. I wasn't at all. It's that I simply had that contact with them. And that was everything for me. And I can see that with these women in the group, I mean, to have contact with the person you love is the most healing thing possible.
Absolutely.
And when we can't, when for some reason or other we don't get tuned in, a medium can help us. But, of course, the mediums even say, too, is that, you know, they'll be out of a job as soon as we can all learn how, not learn or just spontaneously find out how to do it, or it just happens to us. But I think that we are going to learn, and everybody's going to be able to do that in the future. And,
I agree.
And that will make death such a different experience.
I think it's an important thing that we all know that we can contact our own loved ones, and that bridge is always there for us. And if you have an experience that you've had, and you'd like Dr. Kovacs to share the things that she's heard and make you feel not so isolated about your personal communication that you've had, why don't you give us a call at 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear your experiences, or if you have a question for Dr. Kovacs. What we're going to do now is we are going to take a short break, and we come back, we're going to talk more about the Explorers event that they have every second Saturday of the month. And you're listening to Signs of Life Radio. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death, heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's Dr. Parisetti in one word.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770. The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death, and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. If you'd like information on the foundation, you can go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. We have Dr. Betty Kovacs with us right now, and we're speaking about the wonderful programs that the Forever Family Foundation offers, one of them being the Visionary Explorers Group, which we are so honored to have you head that group. It's twice a day, every second Saturday of the month. I guess one group meets around 11 a.m. and the second one around, and that's, let's see, it's 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern. Excuse me, I'm just getting my my way here. And the second group meets at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, every second Saturday of the month. I think I have that right. And we've been speaking about really how the group is meeting and discussing their personal experiences. I'm just curious, have there been any mediums that have been a part of the group that have been explaining their experiences or the things that they have encountered as grievers?
No, we haven't had mediums, at least not yet. But one thing I didn't mention is that we've had people who have not experienced death of someone close to them, but they've had very powerful dreams and visions. And so we just have to say that you know, their way of life is as a visionary. And so they have shared some of those visions and dreams with us. And I think it ties in very well to the communication with those on the other side who have crossed over, because the dreams usually have to do with what is going on the earth now and what we are going through and how we're changing and how the shift is taking place. So the dreams beautifully tie in with the experiences that the other women seem to be having.
And I have an email here from a woman named Kathy. As you were saying that, it's just a moment of synchronicity here. She writes, I had a dream last Monday, and I can't decide whether it was just a dream about my life or if it was a spiritual dream. She said it was a woman's voice who called out her name, Kathy, which made her wake up, and she felt scared until she recognized how profound the dream felt to her, and then she was comforting. It was comforting to her. So when you hear something like that, doctor, just on the outside looking in, can you determine for Kathy whether that was just a physical life dream? Or do you think it was, is there anything there that makes you feel like it might be a spiritual dream from a loved one?
I think she's already given the answer to that by the way she felt.
Okay.
Feeling is a profound language. It's been denigrated in our culture, but she knew through her feeling that it was profound. Someone was calling her, getting her attention. And, you know, we respond in different ways to that kind of dream, but I'm sure that she is probably more aware, awake, listening, open, because she felt that it's profound. So even in everyday ordinary life, if we hear our name called, we become quite alert and we're listening. What's next? So I think
right.
it's a beautiful sacred experience.
And I think that it's good to hear it from someone like you, because I think when we, as grievers, just have a feeling, it's something our mind is talking ourselves out of it, because it's something we want to feel. We want to feel comforted. But we sometimes let our mind talk us out of that profound experience, right?
Well, I think that's one of the most prevalent responses in the Western world, is that we have an experience and then we think, did I make that up? Did that just happen because I want it to happen? I think, and many times I have done that in the past. I don't do it anymore. But I finally decided was, look, if you're experiencing something, honor it and see where it takes you. Just honor the experience and allow it to unfold. Because the moment we start doubting it and thinking that it's just made up or I just wanted to, the moment we do that, our energy is going in a different direction. Honor it and allow it to unfold.
And then we'll be more, and then we'll be more aware of the other things that maybe validate that first experience. Because I would think if somebody's calling her name, there should be a message following shortly after that.
Oh, exactly. There's a reason for that. Yes,
I'm calling
absolutely.
You. So it's true. I mean, I think if you listen to the little breadcrumbs, they're eventually going to lead somewhere.
Exactly. That's a beautiful way of thinking about it. Follow the breadcrumbs.
There you go. Follow
because
the breadcrumbs.
There will be another similar one, and then another, and another. But what we do so much in our culture is that we dismiss. We dismiss it in the ways that you've mentioned and that I've talked about. And our culture is, unfortunately, it's a culture that just sucks the attention out of us into outside occurrences and happenings. And it kind of trivializes occurrences. So I think we have to, the old idea of mindfulness, that's precisely what it means, is that we are attentive to these inner thoughts and feelings. And we now know that every thought and every feeling that we have is immediately communicated to every system in the body. So something's going on, and if we pay attention to it, it's going to lead us somewhere.
Right. And do you feel that, because we are so in the Western society, so mind-centric, that because of this beautiful awakening that's happening and, with the Visionary Explorers group, you get that validation that you're not the only one having those wonderful awakenings and connections. Do you think in time it will make the griever be more spirit-centric and kind of look at, when you're grieving, it's, oh, poor me. But when we think about the other side and how they are, we never think about how they're experiencing us. You know, this idea that, we have still a physicality to us and our physiological body is pulsing always stronger, unfortunately, than our spiritual side. But they, they have to get our attention in a much deeper way, because they're actually cutting through more physicality to reach us.
Must be difficult. It must be very discouraging.
It is. I think about that all the time, because I know that they have a certain patience now, because they are of spirit. And they don't have to carry around that heavy physical body anymore. And they understand what it was like for us, for them. They know what it's like for us now. But I really think that you must have these moments that you see when these folks are talking to you at the Visionary Explorers group, where they finally get that little light on, like, wow, I tuned into their spirit and they tuned into mine. I get it now. Like this little light went on. And I kind of wonder, like, if the other side goes, phew, finally, they get it.
Yeah, we can imagine that's the way it happens. Well, the interesting thing with these women is that they They're very confident in what they've experienced. They know that they have experienced the other side, and they've had experience for some time, most of them. At least two of them have sent me manuscripts, and I know that a lot of other very creative things are in process with these people. So they're really building a knowledge, you might say, of the other side. And then when they come to the meetings and share that, it helps all of us. But I have been so impressed with the depth and quality, I guess you would say, of the experiences that they've had and how it has nurtured them and helped to heal them. It's just amazing. And so, and the great thing, too, is that they communicate with each other. I'm really just a facilitator, you might say. I mean, I'm there, I listen, and I add things whenever I want to, but they are, sometimes I see their great interest with each other's experiences, and they ask, well, did you experience this, and how did that work out? So I think it's good that we have that opportunity, you know, to ask each other those questions. How was it for you? But I wanted to say, too, that with grief, I mean, of course, we're going to suffer, even though we do know that the one we love is on the other side and is alive and is creating. But we're going to grieve because we're going to miss them and miss the game that we created together. And we realize that we're called on, you know, to create new games. But if we allow that grief to pull us to the other side and connect us, then I think we begin to realize that grief itself is not just a random energy. Grief itself has its own intention, and it will pull us to create a different kind of relationship with the loved one on the other side. So I think it's a growth process for all of us.
And so then they would, when the more experiences and the more validation that you get that those experiences are actually real connections versus I'm not going crazy or it's not wishful thinking, then therefore we are slowly and hopefully becoming more aware of how to communicate with our loved ones, that it isn't just we sit around and, oops, here's an experience, that's wonderful. It's no, we had this experience. Yeah, it's pursuing, and it's understanding that as I pursue, I'm learning more and more of how to sense and feel and hear and smell and taste and experience the other side.
And it's a wonderful time to be alive because, well, it's the difficult time to be alive, but it's the beauty of it is that now is the time in which the indigenous peoples all over the world say it's time for us to share with each other all the things that we know about the other side and how to communicate with the other side. And from the Sufis, for example, there was such a knowledge of the spirit world because they had concentrated on that world and concentrated on developing techniques. And they knew so many, the geography, you might say, the geography of the subtle world. And they talked about the fact that we all have an organ of the soul. There's an organ within us, and it is that organ that we've allowed, in Goethe's terms, to atrophy. But if we start using that organ of soul to communicate, then everything will change for us and our culture. And, you know, thousands of years ago in prehistory, our ancestors knew that we are the bridge. We are the rainbow bridge between matter and spirit, and that we have everything we need to create that bridge and create our lives in harmony with that spirit world. In fact, nothing was more important than following the laws and the principles and the love from that spirit world. So I think we're beginning to remember that and learn how to do it. When I think of the books that are published today, in contrast to the ones that were published when I was in high school, that in itself is evidence enough that we are changing tremendously.
Right. And do you feel, I'm just curious, because you've been seeing the arc of this, you know, the changes, the people being more open and aware of it. Do you think that in some way spirit, like, is controlling that knowledge on some level? Like, there's a certain timing that they have in their mind so that we all do come together and understand this connection? Or do you feel that it's truly the physical man that is actually creating this arc of understanding?
I think, once again, we create it together. Is that that's what the bridge means. My husband had a vision of our work with spirit, and he saw that that bridge was delicate right now, and that we had to so coordinate with the spirit, and spirit had to so coordinate with us, because if one side went too fast, it could break the bridge. But I love that, because what it means is, again, it's what our ancestors knew. We do it together, spirit and matter. And spirit, of course, matter is spirit and in a more coagulated, heavy form. But we're here, and they are there, and we're working together. And I'm sure we have goals that we're not yet conscious of. But people have gotten glimpses of it. And I think every form of communication is a glimpse of a larger world that we are communicating together and creating together.
And that's a very encouraging thing to think about when you're grieving.
To know
that it's not just, because it's hard work from our viewpoint. You know, we're missing them. We want to hear from them. Some people still wonder if they're even still there. And to know that they're equally working on that bridge is a very encouraging thing.
Very.
It truly is.
I agree with you. I think it makes a complete difference in how we can go about grieving at the grief conferences that workshops, I should say, that Fran and Bob or FFF has sponsored. When people, if they haven't themselves gotten in touch with their loved ones, when a medium brings to them unmistakable knowledge of communication with their loved one, there is an immediate transformation. And I know you've seen that too.
Yeah.
And one thing, too, with the organ of soul is that the knowledge was that what we perceive with that, it's a precise mode of perception. It is clear and it's precise.
That's beautiful. I want to thank you so much, Dr. Kovacs, for joining us this hour. If you'd like more information on Dr. Betty Kovacs and what she offers, her books and her website is www.comlock.com, and we would certainly love to see you join us on the Visionary Explorers group at the Forever Family Foundation site. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to remind everyone that your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. Have a good night.